So they are meeting the back 5 foot, okay, but just not the front.
Everyone saw
because
the
of that 2 foot overhang I want from, on both okay sides for water runoff and stuff, because on the hill, water runs down.
Being a member of an HOA, why have you not contacted the architectural?
I don't even know who they are. I've talked about building a garage and a cabin up there for 2 years. I don't know who they are. I have no idea who they are. Right now, we're having a whole new adjustment of our board members in the park.
Do you pay HOA fees?
Yes, I do.
So have you asked the people that you pay HOA fees to who the park?
Yeah, they didn't seem to have a problem with me building a garage. The only person that one's Cindy, and she doesn't really like me. Well, I think it's more a personal thing for her than anything.
Well, the concern we have in that area, because I'm very familiar with the area, is the fact that all the lots are small or irregularly shaped. And, you know, and Boo Boo is a very narrow road, and the road, the land to the left of it is quite a big drop-off. So if there ever was a concern with a propane tank truck going up there or any you know, issues with vehicles, it could cause a problem having that.
Conoco has been up there several times and they've never had a problem.
So, but
Taney County, Conoco and stuff. And the UPS has never had a problem coming up there to my place.
But my point I was going ahead with this is the fact that because of the irregular shapes and the small size of these lots, that's why that community has worked so hard with our ACC to really help each other stay on track with the rules and regulations. I mean, that's why they have guidelines. So
sure.
The concern I would have in this situation is if have you already broken ground on this project?
Just leveled it out a little
bit. I'm breaking the ground on my project regardless. I mean, I would just have to build a lot smaller garage.
That was going to be one of my questions. Are you able to build a smaller structure and maintain the setback?
I still need that overhang of 2 feet. Do you know what I'm saying?
It could be a lot narrower, but
That's what I'm asking.
I don't want it to look like a trailer. Park model. I mean, I want a normal garage.
Standard kind of two-car garage.
I'm just concerned. He mentioned propane trucks. I'm worried about ambulances, school buses.
The lady at the end of my street is handicapped, and they get up there to get her just fine. They've never had a problem going up there to pick her up.
It's my understanding they have to use a smaller.
I've been there 2 years.
Okay. But it's my understanding they have to use a smaller vehicle to pick her up than what they traditionally use for Oats.
Well, UPS trucks, they're not that small.
Well, going back to this whole deal I just have a concern that you haven't approached the ACC and the HOA with this to figure out.
Well, I was trying to get my permit before that. You know, they told me the first step in building a garage is go get a building permit. So I got that first. And then Marla down at the Taney County said, well, if you want to do something different, you need to pay us $125 and go through the legal steps. And I know you've already, you know, paid for your building permit and all that. And she said, legally, you need to go if you want to do a little bit more toward any kind of road or anything else, you need to go through this process. And that's why I'm going through the process. I just started going through the process. And I was supposed to be on the calendar for last month, but the meeting was not scheduled.
Canceled due to the inclement weather.
Right.
Right. So I've been working on this for 3 months now.
I do have concerns about the setback requirements in this area. In the Architectural Control Committee, I agree with them. I'm uncomfortable with this. That's my opinion.
Well, and the county's already addressed it by reducing the setback requirements for the community as a whole.
Any additional questions for the
applicant? If I couldn't get 5 foot, could I get like 3 feet for my 2 foot overhang?
Well, that's what we're asking. If you could do a smaller structure, that might be something that, if there's some compromise in there.
Could we get a 3 foot? And I would.
My recommendation would be talk with your architectural control committee,
okay,
and share your plans with them. And if it's mm-hmm. something that's suitable to them, then I don't think we'll have any issues at all.
Okay.
So tonight, do I have a motion to deny the setback variance request?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Dan, that I think that you may want to just look at it and see if there's some way to make some adjustments. Approach your architectural control committee And that's what they're there for.
Well, who exactly is that?
There should be a list. If not, I'm sure he can get you a list of the names and numbers. But I think we should probably...
Before we go any further, Scott, if we were to do this, have her work with them, her original application fee, she won't have to pay that again if we were to bring her back with some sort of modification?
No. You guys did that one other time.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know that you made a motion. You said to go move the structure as far, because it wasn't moved as far back as they could, and then come back and see you for a decision.
Okay.
And you actually made a decision on that application that night.
Okay.
So you postponed it till they requested to come back.
And I would like to postpone tonight rather than...
Yeah, and then you made a motion to postpone.
I would like to make...
To the next meeting.
Is that something we need to formally, a motion to...
I would.
Okay, I would like to
so
hear a motion
to... So then I'm waiting
to,
another month, you mean?
I want to see you and your architectural control committee reach an agreement on something that will work for your community and work for you. And I request a motion to postpone this decision tonight.
I'll make a motion to postpone the variance request for 200 Boo Boulevard.
Do we have a second?
So when do I come back?
I'll second it.
Next day.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. So you will have the opportunity. You haven't been turned down. But we just want you to visit with the gentleman back there and share your plans and see if you can find something he's comfortable with, your community's comfortable with, and then I think we'll be able to move
forward.
That's
April 18th.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, did I miss any before we go to appeals?
Nope, I don't think
all
so.
All right. 17-08A. We already took care of that one, didn't we? Okay.
1709A.
17-09A for Jana Hilt regarding 166 Kingsway. What do you got?
Case number 09A, 1709A, 166 Kingsway. On December 18th, 2017, the Taney County Planning Commission defeated a Vision 3 special use permit request by Jana Hill, allowing a single-family dwelling to be used as nightly rental, located at 166 Kingsway, Branson, Missouri. With seven of the nine planning commissioners present, a motion to deny the request was made and seconded. The Planning Commission vote to deny was unanimous. The Division 3 special use permit request was not approved. The property in question is Lot 5, which I've highlighted here, located in the Estates at Majestic Point subdivision. The subdivision is a 23-lot subdivision platted in 2007 with access from Linhart Lane. There are currently three single-family homes constructed in the Estates at Majestic Point. They're located on lots 4, 5, and 17. You can see that would be 17 and 4 and 5. On October 16th, 2017, the adjoining home at 177 Kingsway, which is lot 4, was not approved for a special use permit for the nightly rental, with a motion to approve the permit failing with a vote of 2-4 of the seven planning commissioners present. These are just some aerials where we're pulling out and zooming in. Some actual photographs of the finished home. If I go too fast, let me know, or too slow, speed me up. This picture of that one neighbor's home that's down on lot 17. This is a picture from the street. For the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, of course, one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy. You should need a total of four parking spaces. And the applicant has indicated they plan to use arborvitae plants as the buffer as required for the residents per the Appendix E of the special use section. The area is approximately 40 to 45 feet long, and that's circled the area. Of course, that's without the home. Per the assessor's information, Lot 5 is located in the estates at Majestic Point. It's 0.6 acres in size, and the applicant was planning to use the newly built three-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. The property is served by a community well for water and Branson City sewer for wastewater. The three-bedroom home, of course, would have maximum occupants of 8. Received a score of -1 on the policy checklist. And we have a real lengthy decision of record. I can read to each of you. I don't know if each of you have seen it. It's this one for the nightly rentals that was presented. And that's what I have to present to the board and your applicants there.
Do you have any comments you want to share with us?
Sure. So I think some of you are new. I don't think you've seen this before. So if I could, Scott, can we bring up that one slide that just kind of gives them a view of the area? I just want to take a step back and kind of walk you through a view of the area so that you're familiar with it.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
That works. Thanks. So I'm just going to walk over here so I can point out what we're looking at. So this is Highway 265 right through here. And then this is the road that goes to the subdivision here. And as you're coming down 265, there's billboards all along here. And as you turn onto this road to the south and north, you've got a 300 development of timeshares that's pre-approved. And then this is a development of 200 plus condos that's been approved. And then this is Chateau on the Lake. That property starts there. So it's a real heavily commercial type area that you're coming into in the entrance. So you come into the entrance, and then you've got two subdivisions. You've got one subdivision here that's called Friendly Hills. And then as you come down through here, this is a separate, newer type subdivision that's called Majestic Point, where I'm located. And then there's one house in between Majestic Point, or the Majestic subdivision, and also Majestic Point condos. And so, you got heavily commercial, and then small residential, and into a heavily commercial. And so then, Scott, if we zoom in, so this is kind of like a stand back overall view of what we're looking at. And then if you zoom into my subdivision, okay, so whenever you zoom into this subdivision, in here there's a total of 23 lots. And out of the 23 lots, I'm going to throw my paper because I want to give you the exact number. Through the process with you guys, I've kind of learned, it's been a learning process, you know, and you all have given me great feedback, and you said, well, what do your neighbors want? And so that's whenever I said, you know, let me find out. So I hit the streets and knocked on doors, and I said, you know, what are you guys thinking? Are you for? Are you against? You know, where are you at? And so in my specific subdivision, there's 23 lots, and I got 15 yeses, 3 no's, and 5 don't know's, and that I wasn't able to get a hold of them. If you step back and look at the overall area, which, Scott, can we go to the other slide that kind of shows the overall area?
You want to go to the...
So if you look at the overall area, you've got 246 existing dwelling units and lots. 231 are yes. There's 8 no and 13 don't know. Now, if you count the additional 300 pre-approvals for future developments, to the right and left that I talked about, the timeshares, and then also down at Majestic, there's a total of 546 dwelling units that are already approved. And that brings you to a 531 yes, 8 no, and 13 don't know. So if you look at it from a specific subdivision perspective, you've got overwhelmingly majority are for it. If you step back and look at the area, you've got overwhelmingly majority of people that are for it. Now, you do have a few people that have spoken against it, and their concerns are, one, the compatibility for the special use permit, and really that's been attributed to a learning process where you said, well, what do your neighbors want? And that's when I went out and asked them, what do you want? So that's why my neighbor's house there, the existing structure you see, hers was denied, because she really didn't know what the neighbors wanted. She didn't hit the streets and knock on doors and find out what they wanted. So it's been a learning process where I've gone out and done that homework and found out